All righty, here we go. Buster Wilson of Alliance, Jacob Johnson of Fairbury, ready to go for this third place match. Jacob Johnson is a sophomore. He's 32-5, a champion in the B3 district. Buster is a junior, 45-9, a champion in the B1 district. We are underway in our final match here on KCOW. Wilson and Johnson, and Wilson immediately will sneak around behind Buster Wilson, but Buster spins away, and they roll out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. No points awarded, so they will come back to the center of the mat. Both wrestlers are on their feet. Now Buster Wilson. Again, they tie up, ties up with Johnson. Buster in his blue and white singlet and a gold singlet for Jacob Johnson of Fairbury with a red F on the front. Now, again, Buster Wilson able to spin Johnson down, and he takes him down for a two-pointer. Two-point takedown. Buster Wilson takes the 2-0 lead. Quickly, though, it's an escape by Johnson, and he gets away from Buster, so it's 2-1. Wilson, though, still with a lead. We're 14 seconds to go. Johnson takes a shot. Buster fights him off. Now Johnson picks him up. He's got Buster around the left leg. Wilson, though, again, fights away from it. Down to our final 5 seconds to go in the period, and the opening period will come to an end. It is Buster Wilson 2, Jacob Johnson of Fairbury 1, as we begin period number 2 in this Class B 170-pound third-place match. Johnson will be in the down position as we begin period number 2. On the whistle, Wilson drives him straight down into the mat. Now Buster works him from the top. 2-1, Buster Wilson of Alliance leads Jacob Johnson of Fairbury as we are just underway in period number 2. Now Wilson again continues to drive Johnson toward the side of the mat. Johnson tries to get up, gets up on his feet for just a moment, and then Wilson drives him back down to the mat. Wilson again continues to work on the top, grabs a hold of his left hand, just kind of pulls it in toward the chest of Johnson, and now they'll rule out of bounds, so we will come back to the center of the mat. It will be Jacob Johnson in the down position, Wilson up on top. A minute 29 to go, second period. On the whistle, Johnson immediately comes to his feet, shakes away. He's going to get a one-point escape, and it's now 2-2. We are tied up with a minute 20 to go here in period number 2. All tied up at 2-2. Both wrestlers on their feet now as they tie up near the center of the mat. Wilson again driving forward. Now he'll back away. Now they tie up again in the center of the mat. Neither one really taking a shot at this point as we're less than a minute to go, period number 2. Now Buster Wilson takes a shot. He's got Johnson around the waist, and he'll take him down. Two-point takedown, Buster Wilson. And now Buster leads it 4-2. We are 45 seconds to go here in period number 2. Buster has got Johnson tied up. And again, he's got that right arm wrapped up in there. He's got his hand around the neck, his left arm around the neck of Johnson. Now he's trying to cradle him up if he can. He's working hard to see if he can cradle him up, and he does. He's got him cradled, and he's got him in trouble. Buster Wilson's got the pin, and Buster is going to win the third place medal as he pins Jacob Johnson with 20 seconds to go in period number 2. So congratulations, Buster Wilson, a third-place finisher, wins by a pin with 20 seconds to go. So that would be 1 minute, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, and 40 seconds. Great job, Buster Wilson. He wins the third-place medal, wins it by a pin over Jacob Johnson of Fairbury. And Buster Wilson will finish his junior year with a record of 46-9. And he'll bring home the third-place medal. Congratulations, Buster Wilson of the Alliance Bulldogs. And with that, that's going to wrap up our coverage of the state wrestling championships here from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. Once again, our sponsors, Dave's Pharmacy of Hemmingford, Triangle Electric of Alliance, AJ's Sports Bar and Grill of Hemmingford,